Welcome to Learning to Glow. I'm your host, Jess, and thank you so much for being here. Today, I wanted to talk about the skin condition of eczema. I've been an esthetician this year going on 20 years, and I've been able to help some of my clients with their eczema. I also have a very personal story with eczema, so I have some tips and tools, some things that you may not have considered if you have eczema or someone that you love has eczema. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And first of all, what is eczema? It's a skin condition. It causes dry and rashy skin. You have it, you could have experienced rashes, redness. It can be very uncomfortable. There's, of course, different severities of eczema. And the National Eczema Society states that about 10% of our population has it. It's very common in children, actually. That is where a lot of my experience comes from. My son was diagnosed with eczema when he was 1 year old. It happened to be on his face, so his cheeks. It was pretty severe, and we didn't really have very many ideas of what could be causing it. We took him to his pediatrician, and they didn't really have any ideas of what was causing it. They gave us Aquaphor and a prescription for steroids. We did do the Aquaphor. It did seem to help a little bit, but I wanted to hold off on the steroid and just try to figure out what was causing this, basically. I went to a separate doctor, actually my doctor, and I told my doctor all of these symptoms that my son was having. And he told me that it sounded like a gluten allergy. This was about 10, 11 years ago. So it wasn't really talked about as much as the gluten, you know, there's more gluten awareness today. But back then, I had never heard of such a thing. We ate a lot of wheat. I'm Italian. It's just something that we eat a lot. And especially my son, he was eating pasta, you know, a lot of the foods that you give a child learning to eat, it has wheat in it. So we ended up removing gluten from his diet. In about 2 weeks' time, he had completely cleared of his eczema. His cheeks were completely back to normal. We ended up taking an allergy test, a blood test, and it did come up that he was allergic. It was insane how quickly his little body healed and his eczema went away. Because he had been eating something that he was allergic to for a while, his gut definitely was affected by that. We had to do a separate protocol to kind of heal that problem. And I can talk about that in a later episode, but it took about 6 months and his gut was in great shape. So we did have a lot of other symptoms that we had to work on alongside of his skin condition. It was one of those eye-opening moments for me as a mom, because I realized that what we put inside of our body can affect what happens on our skin. And as an esthetician and working on clients for so many years at that point, we were really never taught that. We were not taught that nutrition and food internally can affect the way our skin looks, which makes sense now. And of course, the skin is our largest organ. If we're eating something that is going to be irritating to our bodies, our specific allergies or things like that, of course it can affect our skin. And so it's almost like an alarm system. There's all of a sudden your skin is clear, everything's going great, and then you notice you're having some type of skin condition, like my son. It is such a good idea to kind of step back and be like, okay, what's different? Could it be something that I'm eating? Along with removing the gluten from his diet, we also had a few new protocols in our house. So we avoided fragrance as far as body care, things that we put on our skin, but also with our laundry detergent and things like that. We didn't want to aggravate the eczema. we wanted to make sure that we weren't doing anything that could possibly bring it back or flare it up, because a lot of times, not every time, but some cases of eczema can be a lifelong condition. We didn't really know what was going to come of our son's allergy. If we started to use things topically, that can also be a trigger for certain skin conditions, especially eczema. We try to avoid super hot water. So when taking a shower or things like that, I mean, personally, I love a hot shower, but I would definitely avoid that, especially on the area that is affected by the eczema, and really try to keep the skin hydrated. So one thing about keeping your skin hydrated, let's talk about the body. When you get out of the shower, this is the best time to hydrate. So if you get out of the shower and dry your body off with your towel right away, you're not going to be as moisturized as if the skin was a little damp. So I always recommend, you know, you get out of your shower, maybe your bathroom's a little steamy and your skin isn't completely dry. That is a great time to put on a very hydrating moisturizer. A lot of times with eczema, the skin tends to be dry, the skin type. So it's really important to make sure that you're moisturized. The same thing goes with the skin. If you're experiencing eczema on the face, it's a really great thing to apply your hydrating products on damp skin. So a lot of times if people's skin is dry, I would just recommend like using a toner. You can just spray a gentle hydrating alcohol-free toner and then go ahead and put on your moisturizer. That can really help, not only just keeping you moisturized, but really keeping your skin protected. The last thing that can be a trigger, not the last, but the last I'll mention, is stress can be such a trigger for different skin conditions. Of course, we're talking about eczema today. This is easier said than done, but having some type of stress management to deal with the stress that is in your life. A lot of flare-ups happen at this time. Stress is is responsible for so many different problems physically. So that's something to take note of. So if somebody that you know or yourself is having some type of breakout, it's out of the blue, it hasn't happened before, and you're having a hard time understanding the root cause of the problem, one thing that you can do is go to your doctor and ask for an allergy test. You can ask for, it could be something environmental, it could be something like food related. That is a great place to start, because a lot of times there's something not right internally and it's causing the skin to react. Another thing that you can do if you're eager and you want to take action right away is to do some type of an elimination diet. You can Google elimination diet, and there's a lot of information and step-by-step guidelines for how to do something like this. I think they're great for trying to pinpoint if there's something, a particular food that is causing problems. Of course, some of the top allergens and irritants can be things like dairy, gluten, soy is a big one. There's a certain way to do it so that you can really find out what's happening and really be able to pinpoint the actual food that's causing the problems. You would eliminate either all of them and then bring one back at a time. There's different ways you can do it. There's something called the Whole 30, which they have really great instructions on how to do an elimination diet. It's a great way without having to go and spend money on a test, which they can be pricey. This whole experience when my son was a baby and realizing that what we put inside of our body could actually have a negative impact on our skin, it doesn't sound as groundbreaking today as it was back then to me. Still, to this day, I talk to people who aren't aware that maybe this could be something that's happening from the inside. A lot of times when I talk to clients about this, you know, I mention, do you have allergies? Because this is something that can make such a big difference in your skin. So it really was the catalyst of so many changes that I did in my life and how I became more interested in like making sure what I put on my skin and in my body, I try to do better, because I know that there definitely can be a negative impact, and it really changed my life. There are also different triggers that can affect a condition like eczema. Something environmental would be like very cold or very dry air. That can be extremely triggering. And the other side of that spectrum is very hot weather. Or if you sweat a lot, that could be a very big trigger. Like I think I mentioned before, fragrances and some different fabrics can be irritating. Some people have reactions from wool or something that's really rough. There's also environmental factors like pollen or smoke. A lot of people that I know who have eczema or rosacea or some other skin condition, they are very affected by alcohol. This can be very triggering. It can make them flush and it can make the skin condition worsen. So those are all things to note as well. If your eczema or skin condition, if the root cause is an allergy, internally, I would always recommend to look at a healing gut protocol. And that could even be just doing little things for your gut, like adding in bone broth and other healing foods, because a lot of times your gut health suffers when you have been eating something that you are allergic to. So I would definitely recommend, if you've been through something like we've been talking about today, that you take a look at a healing gut protocol. So that is the end of our episode today. And if you are dealing with a mystery skin condition, you cannot figure out what's going on, I feel for you. It is a very frustrating experience. We've been there. I wish you the best. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and that there's something that you can take away. If you have any questions for me, you can find me actually on Instagram. I'm at Simply Jess Skincare, and I will link that in the show notes. Thank you for being here today with me on my first episode. We have so many exciting guests planned for this podcast. It's going to be great. So please stick around, subscribe, and we will see you next time as we learn to glow. Have a great day.